This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hope everyone had a great weekend. And Kyle, normally, sometimes we have such a good content, which is most of the time. You know, I'll replay these every once in a while, but you know what? We got to talk a little bit about our sports world here.
We do.
Exciting day here.
Let's take the 30 minutes and talk about sports
I'm
today, Scott.
You, man.
I'm all about that.
Man, hope the Rockies can come through. But when you look back at the year and see the chances they had in so many games, leading in the seventh inning, eighth inning, and a bullpen blow.
Oh, they struggle with the bullpen early in the year. That was tough.
That's
obvious. Coming back to bite us a little bit right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, then, of course, the Broncos, big game tonight against the Chiefs.
The hated division rival Chiefs. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You know, the Rockies, they've got a great opportunity today. You know, they've got their starters going, so they're going full at it today against the Dodgers, which we haven't had a great record in LA this year, but hopefully we'll step up and get that done. And then the Broncos today. You know, I'd like to see the defense get a little bit more aggressive,
right?
And especially, you know, maybe the you know, they've been playing the third corner off the receivers a little too much, I think, and I think we need to get back to what, you know, our strength, which is let's lock them down and let's see what we can do. But the Chiefs have some, you know, they've got some great weapons on offense with Kelce at tight end and Tyreek Hill and that guy can fly.
Yeah.
Tyreek
okay.
Hill can, he will be the fastest man in Denver tonight.
Yeah.
And we need to keep the lid on him.
For sure. And you know, gosh, when you look back at things, a lot of regrets in the sports world, but then one thing, when you look back, when you're all of a sudden you're 65, 70, and you made some mistakes here, what we talk about each week,
right?
You can't get that time back either.
Nope. You know, we look at anything, you know, we're not, if we look at why a business fails, it's because someone made mistakes. We look at why, you know, whoever loses today, whether it's the Rockies or the Dodgers, it's because someone's going to make some mistakes. Mm-hmm. A pitcher is going to attempt to, you know, place a ball someplace, and he's not going to place it in the right spot, and somebody's going to give it, for, you know, take it for a ride.
Yep.
Or, you know, same thing tonight in the Broncos and Chiefs game. You know, there's going to be miscommunication in the secondary, and a receiver's going to get open, or someone's going to miss a block. It all comes down to who can make the least mistakes. As much as I don't like Josh McDaniels, our former coach, right? Or the plant that Belichick put here.
Right.
You know, I love his quote, though, which is, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to. You know, in sports, you know, if you're going to win, it's about doing your job and not making mistakes. In business, don't make mistakes. When it comes to our retirement, don't make mistakes. That's the big key, is if we can avoid mistakes and not mess up as we head in, you know, if we've built up enough assets to retire, then, you know, life is going to throw things at us in terms of the stock market dropping, you know, maybe poor rates of return out there, higher inflation, higher taxes, whatever that may be. So we need to a plan that can adapt accordingly, but along the way we need to be able to adjust to that and not make any big mistakes, make sure that we don't step on any landmines. And that's where I think a lot of times our planning comes into place. My job is to point out those landmines, see where we can be, you know, a little more cautious, figure out how we can, you know, navigate through retirement, through those things, and be in a better spot.
Right. Kyle O'Dell is with us. We kind of jumped in there. I don't think I introduced you properly, but Kyle O'Dell is with us from OWRS Firm. You can check out that website, owrsfirm.com. His number, 303-780-7350. Well, I tell you, I don't care what your political persuasion is, whatever. But Kyle, you won't meet many people on the street that just weren't glued to their TV the last couple of days, end of last week, with all this testimony with Brett Kavanaugh and all that. And then, you know, it made me wonder a little bit. It seems like the world shuts down when events like this happen. And these are things, hey, 2 weeks ago, Nobody knew this was going to be happening.
Right.
Like 3 weeks ago, month, whatever. So these are those landmines sometimes that, you know, can happen with things in the market. You don't really know what's going on. So how do these events like this, it seemed to almost stop the world and everybody be on TV and watching, how does that affect economic things?
Right. That's a great question, Scott. You know, how do world events, you know, affect our economy? And, you know, last week, a lot of economists and money managers, they were predicting that, you know, the country might get so wrapped up in television, you know, this must-see TV, the high drama, you know, the hearings, that Wall Street, the volumes would decline. And if we take a step back, you know, why would experts make such a prediction? If we go back and look at hearings for a Supreme Court justice, they don't normally rock Wall Street's world. They don't cause a slowdown in volume of trading. A typical day on Wall Street, you'll see about 6.5 billion with a B, 6.5 billion shares get traded every day. That's the average. And if we go back and look, you know, a couple months ago when the FBI director or former FBI director James Comey, when he had his trial in June, there were actually about 7 billion shares traded that day. So higher volume and the market finished up. So, you know, at times the market will take these things into account and listen to them. But when it comes to Congress and Supreme Court hearings and stuff like that, they tend to drown out that noise, which is what happened last week. You know, so where we see the market make some changes and do some things, you know, when it, in terms of world events, it's usually sports more than anything else. The World Cup will cause a slowdown. NCAA March Madness, that will cause a slowdown. There was a slowdown last week, but it was not because of the Kavanaugh hearing. So, you know, as we're looking at this, the volume, the trading in the market, it will change and adjust at times. But, you know, the Kavanaugh hearing didn't cause it last week. What actually ended up causing it was the week was slower than average because it had more to do with everyone was closely watching what the Federal Reserve would do last week regarding interest rates. And our Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, he had a news conference on Wednesday, and he talked about the state of our economy. And so whenever those events come up, investors usually pause before key policy moves. And that's what happened last week, is that, you know, everyone was waiting for the Fed chairman to, you know, come out and talk about the economy and his opinion on it and so forth. And leading up to that, the volume was low. And what ended up happening was it just continued throughout the week on Thursday, Friday. And usually Friday's half of Wall Street. They're starting to head to the Hamptons or take off anyway.
Sure.
So Friday's usually a slower trading day anyway. So it just continued throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no big adjustments last week. In terms of volume of trading, you know, two things will happen. Either volume of trading, you know, can slow down with world events, or it may speed up because people want to get out of the market, or it could cause the market to go up or down. One of those two things, either volume of trading or market going up and down. And we really didn't see either one of those last week from the Kavanaugh hearing.
Right. So when you see these different events, whatever, and you kind of feel like this going, then what indicators are out there kind of that you kind of watch for, you know, mm-hmm. just different ways things are around the world, even with all the different markets.
Right. Where our money management style is different than most firms out there is that the consumers typically, you know, in a situation where you are used to what's called retail investing, where, you know, you go find a big logoed company out there, whomever, you know, for years I worked at, with a division of Citibank mm-hmm. and the brokerage firm that we used that was owned by Citi, at the time Citigroup and everything was Salomon Smith Barney. And, you know, through Salomon Smith Barney, we could offer any stock, bond, or mutual fund. And, you know, and any client really had access to all those funds. That's typical retail investing. Where we are at as a firm and how we do things a little bit differently is that we use what are called institutional money managers, which aren't your everyday money managers. These, you know, our money managers look to be more defensive with how they do things, again, working to avoid those mistakes. You know, like today's baseball game, don't throw a pitch right down the middle when we shouldn't throw one, you know, on a 3-0 count,
right.
You know, and give them something to swing, or an 0-2 count, you know, don't give them something to swing at. You know, tonight's game, you know, Case Keenum, don't throw an interception in the red zone. Let's not make a obvious mistake, right? And so our money managers that we use are not the typical everyday money managers that anyone has access to. These guys operate behind the scenes. They're very good at what they do, but they take more of a defensive money management approach. We hire them to look at the signals and everything in the market, mm-hmm. the indicators. They're looking at things that are called things such as the moving average in the market in terms of the 10-day moving average or whatever. There are different moving averages, so they're looking at those indicators. They're looking at earnings reports. So, you know, Scott, if we look at the third quarter, we just finished it. So July, August, September, the Dow was up 9%. The NASDAQ and the S&P were both up 7% just in 90 days. It was a great quarter. And the S&P, if we look at it, it's been up 12 out of the last 13 quarters, it's finished higher. It's been on a nice escalator. It's been on a nice move. And so our money managers, they look at a lot of different key indicators in the market. They're different moving averages. They look at earnings reports by companies that come out every quarter. So here in the next couple of weeks, we'll start getting earnings reports from companies from their third quarter.
Right.
And all year long, their earnings reports have been fantastic overall. They've been very good. We're expecting another good round here coming up in the third quarter. They're looking at a lot of things. They're looking at housing starts. Right now, those are looking good in the market. They're looking at inflation. They're looking at taxes. They're looking at the jobs report. There are a lot of key indicators that they look at. And what we look at it overall, if I were to take all those different pieces, it's kind of like a recipe for, you know, if I were going to bake or make chili. If I was going to cook chili, I've got all these different ingredients I want to put in the pot there. And if I have all the, if everything's, you know, if I've got the right amounts of each ingredient, that chili hopefully is going to come out tasting well.
Sure.
If my wife cooks it, not me, but my
I
wife.
Know what you mean.
Yes. So, but if I've got too much of something in there or not enough of something, I'm missing an ingredient. You know, if inflation is extremely high or, you know, the jobs report is really looking bad, whatever it may be, that could cause that. Now my chili recipe is off. It's not going to taste as well. Right. And so same thing here. When we're looking at our economy right now, most everything looks pretty good out there. And so it's causing the S&P, we're at record highs right now, and everything's moving along and looking pretty good. So,
right.
You know, when we're looking at that, my office specifically doesn't look at key indicators. We hire the right money managers that are out there to manage our clients' money. Mm-hmm. My clients, what they ask of us is go find me the best of the best that are out there.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Sure. Real quick before a break, is there anything when you look at, like you say, we're finishing the third quarter here, anything over the year that came as a shock or a surprise, you know, to you, your firm, whatever, and just watching everything?
Not with Trump in office.
Man,
no.
I'm telling you.
No. You
knowing what he's going to say may be a surprise.
Yeah,
but.
I would say it's more of a surprise when things are quiet.
Right.
You know, you can't argue with his record at this point.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Man. I mean, the guy's been in office, you know, he was elected almost 2 years ago now. And you look at it, for me personally, the way I look at it, we're not at war
right.
officially, you know. I think he's done a fantastic job of punching ISIS in the gut, which
sure.
the media hasn't really covered that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Knock on wood, he's kept our country safe for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our economy has moved along and done very well. So at this point, you can't argue with the man's record.
Yep.
We may not all like his Twitter account, you know, and it'd be nice to have a filter on there, I think, at times. But outside of that, you know, are there surprises? I tell you, there was one surprise earlier this year, which was late January, early February. There's an index that people could invest into called the VIX. It's what's called a volatility control index. And what it is, it's simply an index that you can invest into that if the market gets really volatile, it helps to keep that volatility kind of a cap on it. And those indexes were meant to manage high volatility in the market to an extent. What ended up happening at the end of January and February was we got extremely, extremely high volatility, more than what those indexes were capable of managing. It'd be like saying, okay, on my car, I can rev that engine up to 6,000 RPM. Mm-hmm. It can handle a lot, but it's not designed to handle 15,000 RPM.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened on the VIX, and a lot of them started imploding. And that caused the market. What people were seeing was a lot of the traders on Wall Street, money managers were seeing, okay, these volatility control indexes can handle a lot of volatility, but they can't handle this extreme. And so everyone started getting out, and it caused a huge sale on Wall Street there at the end of January and early February, everyone getting out of those. Mm-hmm. And that's why we saw the markets really drop. That was one of the big reasons earlier in the year. And that was unforeseen. So to answer your question, that's probably the one thing, you know, this year that a lot of people did not see coming. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of that money has been unwound. It's not in there for most people. And so things are looking better. We're out of there at least.
Good deal. Kyle O'Dell is with us. OWRSfirm.com is the website. Kyle offers our listeners here on Haystack Help Radio a free consultation. And, you know, man, this is a great time of year to get in to see Kyle. And we'll hit our break. But then I want to say, hey, are there still some things that can be done in 2018 to help those, maybe with taxes and different things like that?
There are. That's a great question. Let's cover that on our next segment.
We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kyle O'Dell. OWRSfirm.com, again, is the website. And again, if you'd like to schedule a meeting with Kyle, just phone conversation, in person, whatever, I'm telling you, Kyle will be glad to take your call, help you out. And Kyle always mentioned this, you know, with a free consultation. one of two things are going to happen, and we say this about every week, but you're either going to get the satisfaction and comfort of knowing, hey, you're on the right track, or you're going to be able to point out some things that will help them to really get them on the right track, and both of those are very positive outcomes.
They are. It's, you know, it's one of those things, it's like, okay, I know I should go to the doctor, I know I should go to the dentist, and let's get that checkup done. You know, at the end, we always, I think, feel better about going.
Sure.
That, you know, okay, I'm glad I did that. And same thing here, you know, we simply, we get together at our office, we just sit down for an hour and have a conversation over a cup of coffee and just see where that conversation takes us.
Right.
And it's simple, it's painless, we don't charge anything for it, and no pressure, any, you know, and on that end, we are a, you know, a fiduciary office, so you know, on that end, I've got to operate in my client's best interest and do my best to help you out and provide the best advice I can. So
before the break, I mentioned, you know, last quarter here, some people have gone through the year and maybe listened to us each and every week and still hadn't done anything, and they're thinking, man, is there any advantage to getting in now rather than waiting till the first of next year?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we look at what are some things families can do between now and the end of the year, you know, one of the things that I always encourage people to do is, you know, I've never had anyone come to my office and say, Kyle, you know, I really wish I hadn't saved all this money. So, of course, that doesn't pop up. But there are certain investments out there that I think we need to take advantage of at times and look at. You know, I think one of the things to consider is, does a Roth IRA make sense? And some families, they make too much money to contribute to an IRA, especially a Roth. And so, you know, they may not be able to either deduct their contribution or get into a Roth because their income, their household income is too high. And there are ways to navigate through that, actually. And those are things that we can help families with. Another one is if your employer allows you to contribute money. Let's say you contribute to a 401k, Scott, and you max it out, which I have a lot of families come in my office every week that do that. They put in, you know, $18,000 or $24,000 a year, depending on your age. There's a cap. If you're above age 50, the cap is $24,000. If you're below age 50, that cap is $18,000 a year that I can contribute. So let's say you've hit that cap, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, boy, you know, I've hit that, but I still have extra money that I can contribute. It depends on how your employer plan is structured, but you may be able to contribute that money to your employer-sponsored plan and then turn around, either it's later this year or next year, whatever it may be, we may be able to then convert that money to a Roth, that money that's above that max contribution that you can put in. Now, it depends on how your employer plan is structured, but there are times where you can do that within an employer plan, convert money over to a Roth, and that allows people to really get some large chunks of money, potentially, mm-hmm. into those Roth IRAs and really get that portion built up. Another thing to consider this year, you know, before the end of the year, would be, do you want to convert money from your regular IRA or 401k over to a Roth IRA,
right.
and pay the tax on that. Now, when you do, let's say you convert $10,000 over from a regular IRA to a Roth, what you've got to consider is a couple things. One, where is my income at this year? If I add up my household income, where are we at? Are we in a 12% tax bracket, a 22% tax bracket? And let's say I'm in that 12. Well, maybe based on my income, I can convert over $10,000 and stay within that 12% tax bracket. Mm-hmm. Maybe that makes sense. But maybe if I look to convert that $10,000 over, maybe the entire conversion is going to be done at a 22% tax bracket. And maybe that's too much. Maybe that's more in a tax than I want to spend at this point.
Right.
But you always want to consult a tax professional and a financial professional to figure out those answers. But those are certainly things to consider. Should you look at converting money over to a Roth? That, if you're going to do that, that has to be done before the end of the year. You don't have till the tax deadline of April 15th when it comes to converting money to a Roth. If you're going to contribute money to an IRA, on that end, you have until April 15th. Mm-hmm. So, but those conversions, I think that's a big area there where we're looking at, you know, where taxes are at right now. Taxes are historically low compared to the averages over the years. Where are they going in the future? I certainly doubt, math tells us they can't go down any further.
Sure.
So they're probably going up. And if we look at it, what do all those retirement accounts do that you're holding on to? they simply just postpone the tax to a future date. So what tax bracket are you going to be in the future? If you're going to be in a higher bracket, if you know the IRS does raise tax rates down the road, now more of that money goes to Uncle Sam. So it might behoove someone to, you know, take the time to meet with a professional, a tax professional and the financial professional, to figure out, should I consider converting some of that money over and go ahead and paying the tax now?
Right. You know, a lot of people I talk to, they'll, you know, talk to them about you and things, and they go, oh, I've got a good CPA, you know? And I'm going, well, that's not the same. And you know what? If that same person has looked at all your stuff for the last 15 or 20 years, could they be missing something? And that's why I always say, with you, you kind of get this all-around team with your estate planning, your tax guy, whatever, that knows your philosophy, knows what to look for. And again, if they don't find anything, great.
Right.
But man, it may make a huge difference in your plan to find some areas there where you're throwing away some money.
Yep. We've got one chance to get retirement right. Let's, you know, let's make sure we get it right. So getting that second opinion, yeah, I find that all the time. You know, CPAs don't do what we do. I don't do what a CPA does.
Sure.
You know, those are two different, those are apples and oranges. And so looking at those things, you know, in terms of tax planning and on that end with retirement, that's a key area there to make sure that we get right, and having the right people look at your personal situation is vital. And so that is a key area to get that, you know, check up on that tax piece to see, can that be improved upon? And unfortunately, you know, what I see with a lot of CPAs and tax professionals out there is they're just looking at, how do I keep your taxes down this year? How do I give you the most deductions? How do I put you in the low, you know, how do we, you know, at the end of the year, the question I think a lot of times that they ask themselves is, how do I get this customer to come back and see me again next year? Well, I can do that if I can help them keep their taxes down this year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what we end up doing is causing a tax problem down the road, because we've postponed all this tax. And now down the road, now I've got a big tax problem.
Right.
And so that probably wasn't the right tax advice and tax professional to be working with, mm-hmm. potentially, right? I mean, it depends. You know, everyone's situation is a little bit different, but I think the key is to have a tax professional, to always go and find a CPA, a tax professional that is proactive and not just looking at, how do I keep your taxes down this year, but how do I help you to have a plan and in the long run do our best for tax strategies and keeping those taxes down in the long run. That, I think, is the key, to be proactive and think for the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kyle, always great information. And again, Kyle offers a free consultation. And, you know, I sent a friend to you recently, and I was just talking with him about a person he had been with for several years. And, you know, it's not like you got to talk every day, every 3 months, every 6 months. But, you know, what has been refreshing to him in your meeting with him, and now he is converted over to you, it's just, you know, the type of questions that you ask. I think a lot of times in this arena, people can get lazy and comfortable, and hey, I've got them as a client and all this stuff, and hey, something happens bad, it's not my fault, whatever. But I mean, you really gave this friend of mine a real comfort level of, hey, man, this guy's gonna, you know, really look out for me, and that's what you want,
right? You know, we take that personally. You know, it at the end of the day, I mean, you know, not just radio talk or talk, you know, here. I mean, I, you know, I have this conversation with my wife. I have this conversation with my partners, you know, behind the scenes, is that first thing we always talk about is, number one, the client has to win. Number one, everything we do has to be about the client. How do we, how do I sleep at night?
Right.
You know, knowing that I'm doing my very best for my clients. At the end of the day, that always comes first in our conversations.
Sure.
You know, when I'm sitting around talking with my wife, my partners, the other advisors in our firm, that is what we talk about.
Yeah. Kyle O'Dell, give him a call, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350, and check out their website, owrsfirm.com. Quick score prediction for tonight.
You know, I have to say Rockies. Let's go 5-4 Rockies.
All right.
And boy, doggone it.
We know the Chiefs are going to score probably about
35. Chiefs are going to put some points up, but wow. Case Keenum's got to show up tonight.
Man, no
and
doubt.
He's got to protect the ball in the red zone. No field goals. We've got to get touchdowns. But if we're going to win it, if we're going to win it, it's going to be, I think a 35-30, something like that. Yeah. It's going to be in the 30s, in that game.
Oh, man.
We've
got to
put
the
points up.
Absolutely. Yep. Kyle, thanks so much. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243200. Regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, now joined along with Marie Christine. How are you, ma'am?
Doing well. How about you?
Have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good deal. Let's go to the phones, talk to our good friend, Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Doc, how are you?
I'm great. How are you two doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. But, hey, we're going to ask you something here to kick off. I mean, kind of gray out there a little bit, and I looked at Marie and I said, are you tired? I'm tired. I think we could all just go. And we all got to talking then here in the office just how tired everyone is. So we've been talking about a lot of different things over these last few weeks, but wanted to get into something a little bit with just that adrenal system that we've talked about before, but yet how it affects kind of this whole, you know, gut thing and all the different things we've been talking about too these last few weeks. I mean, how do those two interact with our adrenals and fatigue and adrenal distress and all that? How do those combat each other?
Well, your adrenals, definitely a system that I think there's a lot of people that are familiar with it, and there's a lot of people who are not familiar with it. Even patients sometimes will say, do you know what your adrenals are? And they're like, no, and they have these weird ideas. So we can probably start off and tell everybody kind of what the adrenals are and what they're supposed to do. And I think the adrenals is kind of a simple term, actually. It's like adrenal. And so your renal glands or your kidneys, ad means to be on top of. So adrenals are little glands that are on top of your kidneys. And they are responsible for, feels like, everything. Sometimes the more that you learn about the adrenals, the more you go, oh my gosh, they're involved in everything, and they really seem to be. But they have a bunch of different functions, but probably one of the biggest things everybody's familiar with is your adrenaline system. So when you get scared or you get startled or you're really anxious or nervous about a situation, your adrenaline system kicks in, and that's where you see people getting kind of like cold and clammy hands. And they kind of get a little sweaty, and they kind of like, you know, they pit out, you know what I mean, that they start sweating in their shirt, and they get those underarm, you know, pit stains going on. And, you know, and that's where we typically kind of get with that adrenaline system. Or if you like those scary movies, you know, your heart rate starts racing a little bit, and, you know, that's your adrenaline. Now, right, those are part of your fight or flight response, and those should kick on whenever you're in danger or whenever you're in a stress response that's temporary. And it's a good thing. So it's a really good thing to have that. What you tend to see is a lot of people are stressed out day to day, or they may have a really rough, like, relationship or marriage or job, you know, or a situation in which that adrenaline system is kicked on all of the time. And when that adrenaline system kicks on all the time, it releases a hormone called cortisol, which everybody's familiar with, and that's your fight or flight hormone. So you start seeing people with like high blood pressure and high heart rate, and they kind of get dizzy when they stand up too quickly. Their hands and feet are always cold. Their nose is always cold. They're kind of cold and clammy. That usually tells you that your adrenaline system has been kicking into gear for a good amount of days, if not months or years. Gotcha. So that's probably the main thing that I would say. That's one of the biggest things, but we can definitely go into more.
Dr. Stedman, you are so good at explaining complicated things to ordinary people.
Well, that comes from lecturing. So whenever you lecture, you got to make things simple.
Yeah, he's got to break it down for doctors so they can understand, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that makes us feel better if even doctors have trouble understanding. But so I've heard a lot of those terms before. The cortisol is the stress hormone. I've heard that before. But I didn't know that the adrenal glands are actually what produces that. Am I understanding that right?
Yep. Yes. There's a cortisol system that is released, and actually you can get a little bit fancy. You know, they call it like a glucocorticoid system, and there's a mineral corticoid system. And so what's actually really fascinating about those terms is that the glucocorticoid system actually involves your glucose. So you have cortisol that kicks out and it drives more glucose into your system, because if you're running away from a tiger, and if you haven't eaten all day, well, somehow you had to get all that glucose. So your body releases a cortisol system that's related with glucose to get more glucose in the system so you can run away from danger.
So
The other one actually, we will touch on this here in a second, but the other one actually, the mineral, actually deals with your electrolytes, and it can raise your blood pressure. So you get that blood pressure raised, you get the glucose in your system so you can take off.
Wow. Man, there's a lot that goes into it.
You know what's so weird, and I don't know, I can't remember if I talked to you about this, but about 10 days ago, I had a friend of mine actually killed in Wyoming. He was guiding another elk hunter, and while they were processing their elk, two grizzly bears attacked them, and one guy was killed, and the other guy was able to get away. And so you wonder what that adrenaline stuff even does to your, what you would normally think, to your brain then, of maybe how you think you would react in certain really high, that's about as high stress as I can think of, is two grizzly bears attacking you, and you do things that you maybe normally wouldn't do, and maybe that's positive or negative, but you don't know how you would react.
Yeah, that's a good segue that I think a lot of people don't realize is a chronic stress response or chronic cortisol, the impact that it has on our brain is so much. It is so impactful. And the things that people, these are almost the symptoms that people will comment about. They'll say, I have short-term memory loss. Your cortisol bombards an area of your brain that is right next to the short-term memory. And so when you get this constant bombardment over and over and over again, then that area of the brain actually starts to become kind of hindered a little bit. It becomes impacted. And so most people, and we've all experienced this at some point, that whenever you're super stressed or if you have a lot on your plate, we've all walked into a room and you went, what am I doing in this room? Or where did I put my keys? Or, oh my gosh, I just put my purse down. Yeah, and we all do that. And that's your short-term memory. So right. That tells you how fast, like, cortisol can impact short-term memory. The other things that we hear is brain fog and concentration and focusing. It's just fuzzy thinking, fuzzy or blurred vision. You know, all these things, that it's really fascinating. Sometimes people come into the office and, like, there's something wrong with my brain, you know, and they list all those symptoms. And if you think about those symptoms, you'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, your brain's not doing so well. And then, you know, they freak out and go, well, am I getting Alzheimer's or dementia? And, you know, they start kind of really stressing about that, which doesn't help their stress. And you're like, well, you know, time out. If you can get the cortisol to reduce, or you get your adrenaline system back under control, you know, try to figure out what's stressing out your life. Those systems will come back online, but you got to figure out what's creating the stress response. And that's actually probably the hardest part of being a doctor with that, you know, with those kind of combos, is what's the cause of the stress. But it really impacts brain function more than people really understand and realize.
So it sounds like, Dr. Sedman, you're talking about two different things with stress. There's one scenario, like you're being attacked by a bear, where you really need that stress reaction and it's actually good for your body for that fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And then there's scenario B, where it's a prolonged, you're feeling that all the time, not in scenarios when you shouldn't be feeling it. So I guess, what are the different symptoms? Like, what are you going to feel when you're being attacked by the bear versus when you have high levels of stress all the time?
Well, so, you know, when you have that short period of adrenaline response, I mean, that is so appropriate, you know, so because you got to run away from the grizzly bear, or you got to, you know, fight the grizzly bear, you know, so you hear those stories where they, you know, all of a sudden they stood up and they got really big and started punching the bear, you know, and the bear ran away and you're like, holy cow, like, where'd you get that type of response? Or you hear the story where, you know, you had the superhuman strength to lift up the car, sure, you know, and get it off of somebody. I mean, those are all those, like, really amazing adrenaline responses. And those are short-term. I mean, those are short-term bursts of glucose and bursts of cortisol and bursts of, like, whatever. And also in those periods, like, if you're running away from somebody, you're not running away from somebody going, like, oh, you know, today I need to order groceries because we just ran out of milk. So yeah, I need to call King Supers and get that so I can do that delivery. Oh yeah, I could do it between 2 and 4 because that's a good pickup time. I got to pick up my kids. You know, that's not an adrenaline response. Adrenaline response is like run. So everything kind of becomes almost like tunnel vision, and everything is zapped because your only option is to beat up the grizzly bear, to run away from the grizzly bear, or somehow survive. And you go into that survival mode. So when you see people doing this long term, I mean, that's the big difference. Is short term, you have superhuman strength, you can get away from danger, you overcome things that you never thought of. Long term, you can't sustain that long term. And so over time, that same thought of, like, what am I going to order today? People will literally go, I can't even function. I can't even think about what I'm going to do. I can't even think about eating lunch because I totally forgot about it. I'm super stressed out. I'm not even hungry because that's a stress response. I mean, nobody, you know, you don't have two bears walk up on you and you're like, oh, I'm starving, you know? And so all those same feelings that you would have right when a grizzly bear came upon you, those are going to be pretty much the same symptoms day in and day out.
Wow.
So it could be nausea, lack of appetite, lack of focus, lack of vision, lack of memory, lack of concentration, lack of critical thinking, multitasking. And that's what a lot of people complain of. And it just tells you right there how stressed out our society is chronically.
What about bringing that back to the beginning when Scott was talking about just feeling really tired? I mean, I would imagine that would be exhausting over a long period of time.
Exactly. You just perfectly tied it all back around. And that's what you see. People are just, that's why they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or they're so tired they're sick, or they're so tired they're exhausted. It's, you can't sustain that level of adrenaline response or cortisol response day in and day out. It is meant for temporary periods of time. So over time, it just gets super exhausting, and now you don't, and you can even get to a point where that system just isn't as great as it should be. So now you're going about your day, and you don't have anything to bring in some extra glucose. So now you have to eat, and if you don't eat, you're a hot mess. You know, people aren't sleeping because you're in a stress response. So then you're super exhausted the next day. Yeah, it's exhausting. I mean, just even telling the story, I'm getting tired.
Charlie smiled, and he's never been called a hot mess before. So, so you know, when we come back, it sounds like, I mean, when you talk about, you know, chronic stress and then the adrenal stress, and then you talk about that could probably lead to all the gut issues, you can get into a vicious cycle and be there for 20 or 30 years before you know it.
Absolutely. Sometimes it just sneaks up on you and you have no idea you're even there.
Right.
And I think that's what we end up seeing in the office a lot of the times.
Absolutely.
So maybe when we come back, I'd like to talk about, okay, what can we do about it?
Yeah, let's get out of that vicious cycle.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Shane Steadmans, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. A few more minutes with Dr. Shane Steadman. Once again, his number for a free consultation, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617.
So, Dr. Steadman, we're talking about adrenal problems, especially when it comes to stress and fatigue. And it's interesting, a lot of the symptoms you're describing are really hitting home for me. I always have cold hands and I'm tired a lot and I have trouble focusing sometimes. And I've heard it from enough different places now that I'm pretty sure a lot of that is related to stress. So what can we do about it?
All right. So first thing is probably a big thing that we can all be better at, including myself, is self-care. So I think that's one thing that we're just not great at in this society is taking care of ourselves. And it doesn't have to be a lot of time. And sometimes people are like, you got to be kidding me. I don't even have time to take care of my dog. Well, sometimes you just get into a vicious cycle. And it's sometimes if you have a little bit of self-care, that actually will give you enough energy to take care of your dog and then to take care of other people. But it's kind of that old adage, if you can't take care of yourself, it's hard to take care of others. So I know one of the things that I do for self-care that I can always be better at is I like to go fishing. I'm sure like Scott goes in the mountains and goes hunting. You know, those are all like aspects of self-care where even if it's reading by the pool, you know, or going to the gym, going for a walk, you know, going out to lunch with a friend, you know, once a week, that's, you know, on the books. Any of those things that self-care is super important because that can reduce a lot of that stress. Second thing, walking, I mean, they've shown that walking is so beneficial for health, but what walking can do is it can eat up some of that cortisol response that people have and really knock that down. Plus it activates your brain, which can further kind of get you, pull you out of that system. So I think self-care is one. I would say walking is number two.
Does that go for other kinds of exercise too? Anything cardiovascular?
Yeah, cardiovascular is going to be great. You know, so in it's nice to throw out the word cardiovascular, and I think that's something that everybody should do. What you find is it sometimes goes back to time. Like people, I don't have time to go to the gym. You know, I don't have time for this. But sometimes if you can just get out and go walk around the block, you know, that can be enough just to dampen that stress response. And it's interesting, like getting into exercise, and with that, I'm not going to go into a tangent, but there's even so much research coming out on it's called high intensity training that's literally for like a minute or two. And they're just showing like sometimes if you can just take a minute or two and do a high intensity training, it actually is equivalent to doing some like 20, 30 minutes of cardio. So just I think movement is probably maybe a better term. Just get out there and move, and I'll dampen some of that cortisol response.
Yeah, it's interesting because you were talking about self-care, and that's the number one thing for me is if I exercise, I am so much less stressed. And I actually was having a problem with migraines, as you recall, and I went and saw my neurologist about it, and she said, I need you to be doing at least 3 cardiovascular workouts per week, and that will help your migraines, which really surprised me.
Yeah, which didn't tell you like how much cortisol can play into things like migraines, because then it starts messing with everything else, you know, from blood sugar to hormones to inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. So movement's good. So self-care, movement. And then the third thing is, which we talk about this on the show all the time, but I think it's just food. You know, I think a lot of people don't really understand, and hopefully if they listen to the show enough times, they kind of gathered it. But if you're eating something that is not good for you, it creates a stress response. And if you love a food, you know, and it could be alcohol too. I mean, if you're consuming something that creates a stress response or creates inflammation, and you're doing that 3 times a day, 7 days a week, over time, your body's like, I'm done. You know, I can't deal with this acute stress response every single day that you're causing. And so I think, you know, between self-care, walking, and just simply just eating healthy and changing up your diet, that can do wonders for people. And we see it every day in the office.
Maybe, Scott, that goes back to what your question of, does the gut relate to your adrenal function? Sounds like yes.
Sure. Yeah. And you know what? None of us can correct everything in one deal. So to come in, get that free consultation, get on a good program with you, and just start making those little changes. It's just, I mean, that first step's the hardest sometimes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and I think our, you know, what we try to do in here too, when people come in and they do the free consultation is we're trying to figure out where this is coming from. And that's our whole exam. So when we tell people, you know, we do things that are comprehensive and thorough and detailed, we're trying to identify what that stress response is. And sometimes it's easy, like, you know, food and job. You know, and then other times it's really hard because there could be some family issues going on and there could be some marital issues. And, you know, this is why we have a nutritionist in the office and why we have a counselor in the office and why we have doctors in the office. And, you know, we have a team approach because one person, it could be, you know, maybe their marriage is just creating an everyday stress. And for another person, they love to have their chocolate and that milk chocolate's creating a stress response. And other people, they just work a lot and mm-hmm. they work long hours. And, you know, we all have our stuff.
Sure.
That's the bottom line. So I'm just trying to figure out, that's our goal, is to figure out your stuff, fix it so that, you know, you're not pumping cortisol in your body every day.
Absolutely.
There is no better place to go than Integrated Health Systems.
Absolutely.
If you are stressed.
You know, Maria and I were talking about this before the show, and switch gears just a little bit here. Just talk about just the matter of just hydration. We always hear in Colorado, you know, you're supposed to drink a lot of water, all the different things. Everybody's different in that. I could honestly feel like I could go a week and never pick up a bottle of water. I'm not that thirsty. I don't drink enough water during the day. Marie says she can't drink enough during the day. Talk about just the role of just hydration and what that means. I mean, if you drink one, you know, 16-ounce bottle of water a day, what stress does that really put on your body?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if I think everybody has an opinion on this, and I think it's really hard to identify. I mean, you have to have some fluids.
I mean, that's
the bottom line. But I've actually heard some people out there saying you don't ever need to drink water because you get enough fluids in the food that you eat. And I don't know if I'm a big fan of that concept. But some people can stay and maintain their hydration a little bit better than others. And it actually, that comes down to an adrenal issue, by the way. So that other mineral corticoid pathway that actually deals with your electrolytes. So some people that feel like they have to constantly drink water all day long, that's actually another sign of an adrenal issue.
Dang it.
So there's some people. Yeah. So there's some people that can hold their fluids better than other people. You know, I've always loved the rule of thumb that you should drink half your body weight in water, in ounces. You know, so if you weigh 150 pounds, then you should weigh about, you know, you should drink about 75 ounces of water, which I think is about, well, it's about a little bit more than half a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the thing that we tell patients. You know, I've heard different analogies, like, you know, your cells need a, you know, you don't take a dirty bath, so why should your cells? You know, so I've heard all these different back and forths, and I don't know if there's really a strong answer.
Right.
But I think everybody should be hydrated. I mean, it's just, your skin looks better. You know, you would look better, Scott.
Yeah, I'd fill in a few of those wrinkles with something, yeah. Well, Dr. Stevan, always great information, and I'm going to get in next week. It's time to do some blood work again and kind of see where things are at. So I'm going to do one of your good blood panels with you and kind of see where things are. But give Dr. Stevan a call. Again, it's a free consultation, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617, and it's Integrated Health Denver, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stevan, thanks so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You both had a great week.
Okay, thanks so much. Marie, I just feel healthier after listening to him.
So do I. And here I am drinking my water,
you're
just like
your
he
water.
Said.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Go Rockies. Go Broncos. It's going to be a great day in Denver. Have a good day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.